We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Police have arrested a suspected serial arsonist who may be responsible for more than two dozen car fires in the Tahunga area. Emily Valdez spoke with the man's latest victim. His car went up in flames this afternoon.
To say Richard Paquette has had a bad few weeks is an understatement.
My aunt passed away. Wonderful, kind woman. I've lost my foot just below the knee. I got a infection in my bones and my blood, and it really affected me bad. I was in the hospital for 3 weeks. I've only been home 2 days.
Now, outside his home, his little pickup truck, nothing but a burnt-out shell.
Somebody was under surveillance, and the police were trailing him, and he ran by my truck and threw material on my truck and started a fire, basically gasoline, I guess, in some type of bottle, and it burned up my little truck, unfortunately.
Security video from a neighbor shows a man riding up on a bicycle, pouring some kind of liquid over the hood of Richard's car. Then flames erupt. The man rides away on his bike. Richard says he's never seen the guy before. Now he hopes the car fires terrorizing the neighborhood will end. Reporting from Tahunga, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
You can see video of the suspect setting the car on fire. It's on our website, knxnews.com.
Hollywood writers on strike. Now the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, the latest is the WGA is asking writers who are nominated for Tonys not to attend the awards ceremony in New York. The striking writers union sent an email to nominated guild members urging them to boycott the event on June 11th, asking that instead of attending, they pre-tape acceptance speeches or ask a non-WGA member to accept the award on their behalf if they win. The Writers Guild had previously said it would not picket the event as long as the Tony Awards are unscripted. Police say there was no active shooter at Ontario Mills today. Reports of someone with a gun sent people running for the mall's exits. Video posted to social media showed a largely empty food court with chairs overturned, two people crouching on the ground behind a booth, but no evidence of a shooter was found. Police are looking into who called in the false report, but right now they do not believe it was an intentional hoax. We're hearing many powerful and moving stories this Memorial Day. Craig Figner reports from Los Angeles National Cemetery.
More than 1,000 people here at this morning ceremony that begins Memorial Day here at Los Angeles National Cemetery. Among them, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
Well, my father served during World War II, and he actually served in a time when the troops were being integrated. And he was one of the few African-American soldiers in the Coast Guard. So he had the honor and opportunity to meet with Eleanor Roosevelt. And she was asking what their experience was like in the service. And so, you know, it was just an exchange, but it was something that remained with him his entire life, the honor of meeting the First Lady of our country.
The view is striking here from Los Angeles National Cemetery. 100,000 American flags waving lightly in the winds. I talked with Mary, 97 years of age.
This is a man from KNX Radio.
It's kind of a sad day.
You've been alive through a couple wars. You went to church and that you got a notification to go home because war was declared with Japan.
That's right. And it was December 7th, as I recall. And they made us go home.
And it's those memories from people just like Mary that give Memorial Day so much meaning. At Los Angeles National Cemetery, I'm Craig Figner. KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Some service members marked the Memorial Day holiday by taking part in a horse therapy event in Sylmar. That's the home base of the group Warrior Road USA. Marines and Air Force staff spent a day at the Christie Ranch in Sylmar, getting a break from their assignments on board the USS Ashland, USS Cincinnati, USS Princeton, and the Coast Guard cutter Terrell Horn. The four ships, of course, visiting San Pedro for LA Fleet Week. Well, summer can mean a strained power grid or wind-related power shutoffs in California. Because of that, there are more people buying portable generators to keep those lights on. And as Megan Goldsby reports, federal watchdogs have a warning about those generators.
If used improperly, they can be deadly.
Carbon monoxide is colorless, odorless, and before you even feel some of the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, you could be passed out and die as a result.
Around 100 people in the U.S. do die that way each year, says Alex Hohensarek, chair of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And those deaths are not evenly distributed.
Nearly a quarter of them are African Americans, which is much higher than the share of the U.S. population. So we just want to note those kinds of discrepancies, encourage people to be aware of these risks so that you can protect yourself and your families.
Their research doesn't give a cause for that discrepancy, but he says they did notice it after compiling 10 years of research on the deaths in order to make them safer for everyone.
We're actually working on standards for these portable generators. Some of them are safer, and if you're going to go out and buy a generator, I encourage people to look for ones that have a carbon monoxide automatic shutoff.
Remember to never operate a portable gas generator inside and make sure your carbon monoxide detector is in good working order.
I'm Megan Goldsby, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.